Midnight in the Desert via Skype worldwide. If on a computer, please be sure to use a headphone mic and call MITD 51. That's MITD 51.
Well, all right. Let me sort of run through the numbers for all of you so that if you have a question for Grant Cameron, and he certainly knows a lot about abduction, doesn't he? You can ask it. The public number for all of you is area code 952-225-5278. 952-225-5278, or call Art if you will. And, of course, for Skype, if you're in North America, the U.S. and Canada, it's MITD51, MITD51. Internationally, outside of North America, it is MITD55, MITD55. Ring that number, and you're ringing me. If I don't answer right away, keep ringing, and that applies to the regular phone number as well. So, Grant, if I can bring you back and say, do you think you can compact your answers a little bit so we can get through some calls?
Sure.
Okay, good. Let's give it a try. Let's go, I don't know, let's go to Michigan. Hi there.
Hey there, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. Where are you?
Canton, Michigan.
Okay.
I just have a question for you, actually.
For me? You've got to have something for my guest.
Well, I was just a big fan of your show, and I used to listen to it on satellite, and I was wondering if there was ever a chance that you're going to go back to satellite radio.
Well, they probably hate me. I'm being honest with you. Yeah, they probably hate my guts. You know, you never know. It ought to be up there, right? They ought to be carrying it, but, you know, they hate me.
It took me a while to find you on Tune Radio.
Uh-huh. Okay, now you've got that answer. So anything for Grant Cameron? I mean, aliens taking people, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's very intriguing.
Intriguing?
It's intriguing to me.
Okay. All right, intriguing it is. I thank you for the call, and I guess you have nothing. So let's go to Skype. Let's go over to Skype and say, hi there, you're on the air. Damon, I believe it is.
Okay.
Hello, Damon. Aw, Damon went away. Too bad. Try again, Damon. You might get through. Who knows? Well, let's go off to Lawton, Oklahoma. You're on Midnight. Hi.
Yeah, sorry about earlier. I kind of froze up.
I beg your pardon?
And I kind of froze up.
Oh, I see. All right. You have a question?
Has your guest ever been abducted by chupacabras?
I don't think chupacabras abduct. That I'm aware of. Never heard a story of one abducting anyway. But actually, let me translate that a little bit. Have you ever been abducted, Grant?
I've done the tests for the implants, that sort of stuff. It comes up negative. I had one experience in April of 1976 where I had an experience where the Oz effect type thing took place where absolute riveting fear lasted for about 5 minutes. There was a slight movement in the craft right above the car as if they were cutting it, almost like cutting a film. At that point, something may have happened, but I have no messages, no abduction type phenomena that people report.
Okay, yes, but if you got a test, you said you had a test, you must have, you know, you must have thought that something occurred to you and that's why you got the test?
I wanted to check whether I was in that category, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's try. I think it's Andy on Skype. Andy, hello?
Yes, Art.
Proceed.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to ask your guest a question. I've always wanted to find some kind of correlation between the alien phenomena and our traditional religions and superstitions, as far as demons and ghosts and things like that go.
Mm-hmm.
How do you relate those two concepts? How does the alien thing reconcile with that notion of other notions of supernatural entities?
Very good question. I think. Go ahead.
I give a lecture, a consciousness lecture, which says that everything's together. Everything, you have a conscious mind and you have consciousness itself, which the aliens are just on outside the conscious mind. They live in the dream world. They live in the same world as spirits, all this sort of stuff. And I think it's all connected. Once you cut off the conscious mind, whether it's through meditation or different methods that we can do, you can go into this other type of world where all these higher frequency beings and spirits and stuff exist. I believe it's all connected. It's all the same thing. It's just outside the conscious left ego mind that we basically operate in the human world.
Are you in essence saying that, for example, Christianity, the religion itself, is somehow connected with and one with this phenomena of abduction?
The people who start the religions or who write this stuff get some sort of inspiration. So I have my download experience, and a lot of people, I've actually written a manuscript where I talk about different types of inspirations that people get, songs that are given, all the Nobel prizes that came in dreams and stuff like that, that there is this kind of inspiration thing. So people of various religions are going to get inspirations. Say you may get a guy who in the early years, like Terence McKenna talks about psychedelic or magic mushrooms, uh-huh. where the guy takes magic mushrooms and suddenly gets an enlightenment experience where he leaves his conscious mind and suddenly sees all this stuff, and they say, well, you're the smart guy, we'll make you the shaman. And so I think that's where a lot of religious ideas come from, is where people are able to break the filter, the conscious mind filter, and move into this sort of other world and pick up material from the spirit world or from wherever. And this is where the religious ideas come from.
All right, Andy, I think the answer was yes.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, take care. Let's go to, Colorado Springs on the phone. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. This is Kevin in Colorado Springs.
Hey, Kevin.
And I'd like to mention, first of all, that you've heard of the phenomenon where someone has views an craft and has that experience, and then later they find out that they've been abducted. I wonder, in some ways, if that hasn't happened to me, but...
Why do you wonder that?
Because I have had an experience, but there is nothing past that experience at a young age that makes me think it's happened again.
Sure. You've raised a really good question. A lot of people like this person, Grant, think they've been or may have been abducted. What is a proper course for somebody like this to follow? If they want to know, can they be hypnotic regression? What do you think?
Well, it depends how much they want to know about it, because once you open the door through a regression, you can't close the door again. So you have to be prepared to go down that road. If it's not bothering you, I would say just leave it. If it bothers you enough, I would say record what you're doing. Definitely record the story that's happening to you. And talk about it. We have experiencer groups all over the country now where people will go and talk, and you'll come across people in those experiencer groups who are telling your story. You gain support from there. Regression is always a route you can go to a particular event that you remember.
Can you really trust regression? I mean, there's a lot of controversy around that.
Well, I mean, just our ordinary, I say we have a problem with our ordinary reality, believing a lot of stuff that really isn't true. Sure, I mean, there's going to be a problem with regression, this idea of people being led. But a lot of regression, most people who remember stuff from the abduction stuff have never been regressed. The same as most people who are abducted didn't happen when they're sleeping. It happens during the day. Okay. So we have all these sort of impressions that people are getting these bad images from regression, and very few people are regressed. Almost nobody's regressed. Most of the stuff that you hear is people remembering it without regression.
Okay. All right. Douglas on Skype. You're on the air.
Hello, Art.
I can barely...
past life. That's better. We were talking about that just now. You practically answered my question. But I was wondering about past life regression and how that might relate in in the abduction, and also what they may think about the world the way it is now. It's kind of a mess.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess. All right. Well, you've got a big hum on your Skype thing, or your whatever you're connected to, you've got a big hum on it. Anyway, yes, well, Grant, again, past life and abduction seems to be connected.
I believe it's connected. I mean, I may be wrong, but I believe there's a connection. If reincarnation is a fact, then you've got to factor that in, and people aren't factoring that in. It's almost like Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, mm-hmm. and all the men and women are but actors. They have their entrances and exits, and each man plays many roles. So we came to the earth to do something. And if you're an experiencer, I believe that's the role you've been chosen to do. If you're a radio broadcaster, that's the role you've probably been chosen to do. And you have something to do it, and do it the best you can.
All right. North Hollywood, California. You're on the air with Grant.
Oh, hi, Art. Thank you so much. I just want to say, first off, that in the entire UFO community, this whole After Dark community, you are the only one that I really trust that you're coming on here to do a good job and find
Thank
the
you.
Truth. And that's honest.
Thank you.
I've been listening to all of them.
Well, a lot of them may be trustworthy, but I'm appreciative. Thank you.
Well, you know, anybody who's working on, from my, you know, the way I feel, on network radio or network TV is working for the agenda that we're all pretty much trying to uncover. And so that leads to my question for your guest is this.
Sure.
There was I've watched some videos on YouTube of a lady in the 90s who came out saying that a lot of what she was finding about the gray alien UFO, you know, the abduction phenomenon, mm-hmm. is a false memory implant. And that soon after that, she came up with a very mysterious form of cancer and died very quickly. And I've seen over the years that all the conspiracy theories, the government goes right after those people that they really don't want that information to get out. They don't want you looking in that direction, and they kill them. Happened with the 9/11 towers, happened with Roswell, happened with the Kennedy assassination, and who knows what countless things. So my question is, could this, if it is, and I don't know because I haven't made a decision, if this is a false memory scenario where they're putting implants in people just like they've been doing in animals for years and it appears to be the same kind of implant, could it be hiding the fact that we're either, like James Gates, the science advisor for Obama, says, living in a computer code simulated reality, and that the barrier might be the Arctic Circle or the Antarctic that we can't get beyond because there are stories of like Admiral Byrd and people going can't get past that barrier, and that the whole sky above us with the sun and the moon and the stars is really a hologram, and that these ships can move the way they do because, like a laser pointer. I get my dog to run after a laser pointer all day long because she's just looking at this light that's making no sound. It appears, it disappears, it goes on and off, it flickers right. in and out, and it can move at astonishing speed. So that's my question. Do you think this is a false implant, or part of it is a false implant theory, hiding the fact that we're either enclosed in a barrier on top of maybe a larger object and really unable to get in space, or that we're in a computer simulation?
All right.
I'll listen offline.
All right. Here it comes. Grant?
I believe we're in a hologram, yes. I believe it's all just a hologram. It's just one thing that we move around in. I agree with that. With the woman I know who you're talking about, all I can say from my own personal experience, I've been in this for 40 years. I have never been threatened by anybody, and I chase the president. I chase the head scientist for the CIA. I've never been threatened by anybody, and I've never had a deep throat witness who is going to come to me and say, I'm going to violate my security oath and tell you what's going on. I can just, from my own personal experience. So I always have doubts about, you know, the government knocking off UFO researchers and stuff like that, because I've never had anything even close to a threat.
All right. I'll hold it right there. Grant Cameron is my guest. We're talking about abductees. Pretty, actually, very serious stuff. Not pretty serious, very serious. From the high desert in the great American Southwest, I'm Art Bell.
Done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's going to stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. I won't hesitate no more. no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Side of Midnight. From the Kingdom of Nye, this is Midnight in the Desert with Art Bell. Please call the show at 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
All right, Grant Cameron is here, and I've got a Oromal message from Duncan all the way in New Zealand, really. Art, has Grant ever spoken with former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer regarding his call for world governments to disclose the ET existence to the public?
Numerous times.
Numerous times. With what result?
Well, I know he's made the call. I mean, I know Paul fairly well. I mean, he makes the call almost every speech he makes for openness and to disclose this whole situation.
All right. Let's go all the way to the other side of the world, I think. And you're on the air with Grant Cameron. Hello. Hello there in Thailand. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. And you'll be interested to know, Art, that your internet broadcast and the Skype timing is off by about a minute.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the nature of the internet.
I have a quick question for Grant.
Go ahead.
I ask you if you agree with my observation that very much of the information about one kind of alien, if there are more than one, but one kind, is that they are talking just like a Buddhist, just like a Tibetan Buddhist.
Yeah.
Tibetan Buddhists are not worried about what happens to the world. They will not intervene into people's lives or major catastrophes that are oncoming. They just stand back and meditate. There are many, many factors that Buddhism has talked about for 2,000 years that theoretical physics, quantum physics, is now finally creeping up on. So my question is, how do you see and could you possibly direct more people toward the study of Buddhism to connect with the physics and with the alien discussions?
All right. Grant?
Okay. I think he's made a very valid point, is that quantum physics is now starting to validate what UFO people have been saying for the last 70 years. And the same is happening with Eastern religions, with Buddhism, is starting to validate quantum physics. There was even a big meeting, you know, with the Dalai Lama and some quantum physics people in Europe. This is all coming together. And I think it's just a matter of time that people are going to be more consciously aware of the fact that all these ideas tie together, and the physical worldview is going to start dying. The fact that we believe that everything is separate and is physical. The Buddhist ideas are gaining more prominence in the West, and so is quantum physics, and they both validate what UFO people have been saying forever. All these ideas are coming together.
Okay, I'm good with that. Let's go to Columbus, Ohio on the phone. You're on the air.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about the universe as a hologram topic.
a couple of years ago, I read that they had discovered the Higgs boson particle, and it behaved exactly the way they thought that it would, only it had no mass. And subsequently, they all freaked out that, you know, that essentially proved that this was all some sort of simulation. And then immediately that article went away, and I never found it again.
Yeah, I'm not sure it really proved that. I never read that, but I can take your word for it.
You might, if you could find it, I'd love to read that article again.
Essentially, you're talking about the Matrix, right?
Essentially, but I've got a different take on it. I'm a lifer, and I did actually have one of those information dumps, and this kind of came to me after that. But if even if faster than light travel were possible, mm-hmm. it would still take a lot of time to get from, you know, place to place. What if this were just something to do along the way? Well, if, you know, if you had to travel for 70 years and you needed something to occupy yourself, this is basically the DVD player in the back of the minivan.
To some degree, it depends on how much faster than light. I mean, if it's 1,000 times, then you're getting somewhere pretty quick.
Sure, but if it's infinitely...
Oh, let me change that. If you can bend space, then you get there really quickly.
That is true. Yeah, that there's that Zero Point documentary, the Mark McCandless thing, where they discuss that and faster than light travel and how it's possible, et cetera, et cetera. And that kind of opened up a whole new realm of understanding for faster than light travel and that sort of thing. So, anyway, I guess that's all I had to say. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you for making the call. And let's try Skype. You're on the air with Grant. Hello.
Hi, you're talking to me, aren't you?
I am. Where are you?
Well, I'm in northern Idaho, where we're having that drought, and we're getting half a crop right now.
Okay, get good and close to the speaker mic on your computer or whatever it is you're talking into.
I've got a headset mic.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
I do.
All right. Well, really quick thing, I want to say hi to Dave in the Ex-Paranormal Board, and my first question is it possible, I had to write these down, isn't it possible that maybe we're like one of those cargo cults that are in the Pacific, you know, like say that we're like a big petri dish and the Earth was like a dead planet, like they're terraforming in Star Trek, and we were seeded here as an experiment, and that's why you have all these different alien races, the Greys, the reptilians. Maybe perhaps it's like stimulus and response, and some cultures were wiped out, others were given technological advancements to see where it would take us. Perhaps even the guest that you have on now, perhaps that's even part of one of their experiments, a thought experiment to see what these people who are contacted will
could
do
be.
And the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay, well, pause for a minute. You want to respond to any of that, Grant?
Well, I don't disagree with any of it. I mean, it's possible. I mean, in fact, that's the whole thing behind the hybrid thing, is where all the hybrids going, and they may be seeding another planet. I mean, I don't disagree that we were seeded and that there's an experiment going on. I believe that evolution, the universe, is evolving and it's learning and it's growing. And they're part of this growing and seeding, and we're part of doing it on this planet. We're trying to learn more and grow. And so I don't disagree with anything he's saying.
Well, yeah.
Can't beat that caller.
Hello?
I said you can't beat that.
No, you can't. I mean, all of it is a reasonable argument. We really don't know, and now is probably the best time to be posing these questions. So when we may possibly have contact in the future, or finally escape this planet, you know, we'll know all the right questions to ask, so we'll kind of have a good idea in the future.
Maybe we're the Australia of the cosmos. You know, it's a prison planet, like some people think. Gardnerville, hi.
Hi. My name's Claudia. I'm calling in. I have a lot of questions.
A lot of questions? We don't have a lot of time, so take your best question.
Okay, a few.
Okay.
Okay, I had dreams, and one time for a whole week, it was like a panel of beings, and they gave me all this information. It was like I went to kindergarten to Harvard. And then after that, I drew these drawings. Like he was talking about, people get the drawings, you know, and they were so intricate. I never drew before or after, and it was like a draftsman drew it. Anyway, one of my questions is on the dreams. do you think that they come in on dreams a lot more because it's just easier for people to receive it? Because I've seen UFOs in the awakened state, too.
Well, certainly when we're asleep, we're more susceptible. There's no question about that.
Yeah, because one time I went to this, it was all the Buddhist monks, and I had asked the Dalai Lama if information came in to him that way, and he said most his information comes in through the dream state. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how many more people are really abducted that don't, well, not abducted, but downloaded, that don't really even know that they had been.
Mm-hmm. That's a reasonable, that's a good one. Grant, what do you think?
Absolutely. I'm very interested, and I would ask the caller to make sure she writes all this kind of stuff down and documents this. This is much more common than people think it is. And I actually wrote this manuscript where I go through Nobel Prizes. I go through the concept of Google came in a dream. The theory of relativity came in a dream. This is very, very common that people are getting downloads through dreams, musicians and stuff like that. It's very, very common, and that's why I say it's so important to look at rather than watching lights in the sky or caring about what the government is doing.
Yes.
Is to look at these experiencers and learn from the experiencers, from this woman that's calling in right now. What was she taught? What was she shown? And what does this all mean? It means something. It means something very important to me.
Well, it might mean something very important, or it might, I hate to say it, but it might just be a dream, too. There is that possibility, right? I'm open-minded. What can I say? I'm Art Bell, and this is Midnight in the Desert.
But you're awake, so call my daddy because he's awake too. The number is 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
What can I say? Proud daddy. Good evening, everybody. This is Midnight in the Desert. My guest is Grant Cameron. He's talking about abduction, and there are a lot of abductions out there. As mentioned, Bob Bigelow did a survey, and the results were astounding, absolutely astounding. So let's see which way to go. I've got so many. Let's go here to Christoph, I believe it is, with Grant Cameron. Christoph, where are you? Christoph. Hello? Maybe it's Christopher. I don't know. Nah. He's not there, so we will say goodbye, and we will go instead to, let me see. You know what? I think Christoph was there. Did you hear Christoph, Grant?
Yes, I did.
Where was he?
Bangkok, he said.
Bangkok. I'm sorry, Christoph. Man, I cut you off. I'm sorry. Still learning over here. Let's try Cameron. Cameron, you're on Midnight. Hello? See, but Cameron. Not there. That's funny. That's really funny. Okay, that's fine. Jacob on Skype, you're on. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Turn your whatever off, please.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
And get good and close to your computer or whatever.
Okay. Where's the one at? There we go. Is that better?
It's a little better, yes.
Okay. Much better now?
Yes, much better. Do you have a question?
Yes. I wanted to ask a question for your guest tonight because I've heard a lot with abduction phenomena, things like cattle mutilations and half cats are another thing I've heard. And if he believes that alien life forms are benevolent, then where are these kind of stories coming from?
What a good question. What a good, good question. Cattle mutilations, half cats, things that at least to humans appear to be very, very negative. What about that, Grant?
As to cattle mutilations, I look at who would be the most likely to leave half a cow, like this mutilated cow, in plain view. Mm-hmm. And I would say that it's not the government, because the government would take it and dump it. If the aliens wanted it for genetic material, they could take it and keep it. The only I always go to this thing about leaving messages. The cats I can't really explain, but when it comes to the cattle mutilations, when I see that, I just see a message, because most of them are downrange from a nuclear power plants and places like that. And I say it's just a message. They want people to take pictures. They want this message that's to think something's going on here.
Okay, Grant, I really want to ask you this, and it's a hard. Yeah. It's going to be a hard question for you.
Yeah,
are you sure that when you hear these things that are negative, and frankly, there are a lot of things about aliens and encounters and abductions and, you know, the whole range that do or would have to be seen negatively. Are you sure that you don't, I don't know, lock them out because you don't want to believe that?
No. As I said, the more I look at it, the less I believe in the whole idea about evil aliens. To me, it goes to the thing about evil other countries and stuff like that. That there may be things that people do. It's like you and I. There are no.
Okay. I get it. I mean, you really do believe what you're saying. Let's go back to Christoph. Christoph, turn off your radio or your whatever.
Okay.
All the way off.
Okay, should be off. Can you hear me well?
I hear you quite well. Yes. Where are you? You're in Bangkok.
I'm in Bangkok indeed. I'm so excited to get through to you after 20 years.
I'm glad to have you, my friend. This new technology we have makes the world a pretty small place, I'd say.
Indeed. I just tried on Skype on the laptop. That didn't work, so I just went straight to my iPhone. That works perfectly.
It was me that screwed you up. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I have a question for Grant, and I also have something that might be of interest regarding your other show from before with Nassim. But first, a question for Grant. So maybe linked to the other caller from Asia who talked about Buddhism.
Yes.
Back in the 90s, I was camping in the Sandia Peak in New Mexico, and I experienced an abduction over there. So we used to lock our tent before going to sleep. The mountain lions that night were going crazy.
Wow.
And the day after when we woke up, the locks were open and laying inside the tent next to the net. So I was talking to my ex-girlfriend then. I was asking her, like, hey, did you go to the bathroom or what happened? She says, no, I just stayed in. So it was a bit of a mystery. And when we walked outside, I was going to make some pancakes in the morning. She says, what's this on your shoulder over there? And it was like the red dots in the shape of a pyramid. So they were perfectly mathematically aligned. They stayed for about 4 days. And when you had your other caller on here about Buddhism in Thailand, it just struck me that whenever we go into a cab over here, the cab becomes blessed. So they have this these dots painted in the shape of a pyramid on the ceiling, on the roof of the cab, just for good luck. So first of all, I wanted to ask Grant over here, have you ever heard this kind of story before, that somebody has left these marks on their shoulder, and what do you think about that connection?
It's absolutely very common. It's probably the most common mark that's left is this triangle mark, either sort of a triangle filled in or like the three dots that form the triangle. It's very, very common.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Another thing, the point I wanted to make about the show with Nassim and about how can we communicate, like with the new planet, I think Kepler 452b or something.
Yes.
There might be a way, actually, because we're always thinking like it takes over 1,000 years to get there. When Nassim talked about these entangled particles, that if we can separate them, we can move them anywhere.
Yes.
We are a step closer. Only we would have to bring them there. Now, what if these entangled particles exist all over the universe? We just have to find the matching pairs.
Pretty
so that
cool
might
idea.
Be a little Stargate.
You can be sure we're going to pursue that one, my friend.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
Nice talking to you. Absolutely wonderful show. And you have a fan over here.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Imagine that. All the way from Thailand. Sounds like he's right in the room. It's just absolutely astounding. Scott on Skype. You're on the air. Hello. Scott. Hello. Maybe not. Easy enough to go to, let's see, Gaisanji, is that correct?
Yeah.
Again, get good and close to your microphone, please.
All right. This is Guy in Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo, okay.
Yeah. I wanted to know, Terrence McKenna came up earlier, and he talks about in some of his DMT explorations running into what he describes as self-transforming
right.
machine elves.
Right.
And I wonder if maybe Grant thinks that might be a more accurate or better way of thinking about or conceiving of aliens. Or
okay, actually, it's a superb question. Grant, there are plenty of people who think that some drugs are a key to the kind of realms that you've been talking about. It is worth a comment. And what do you say?
Well, as I said, I say it's all the same thing. It's all connected. And I've done this manuscript, and I do the different types of downloads. And the one chapter I do is on psychedelics. And yes, psychedelics is the same thing. It's breaking the conscious mind. It's ripping the filter mm-hmm. and allowing you to move out of the conscious mind into this non-local world, the dream world, and pick up this type of information. It's exactly the same thing. It's the same thing as meditation. It's just a faster sort of sidestepping way of doing it. There's all sorts of ways that we can do this.
Okay. Pam, through the wormhole, says, what does Grant think of the so-called shadow government? How does it fit into the scheme? What are their motives? What do they stand to gain with all their meddling in the world government?
Well, I can just speak of the American, which I studied. The shadow government, I believe they... Again, people will see them as evil. I just see them as deluded people who mm-hmm. think they're doing the right thing. There are 13 presidents who have dealt with the UFO subject. They have all dealt with it exactly the same way, Republican, Democrat. They all believe they're trying to save the world. They all believe for whatever reason that they're doing the right thing. Otherwise, people would defect. Nobody's defecting, which means they, for whatever reason, believe they're doing the right thing. And I would say that the reason that they're withholding it, the number one reason is that we're the good guys and we want to keep these secrets, and if we give it to Al-Qaeda and ISIL, they're going to use it to kill Americans. I would say that's the number one reason why they're withholding the information.
All right, Carl on Skype, you're on the air.
Hi,
where are you?
Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, excellent.
I was just wondering, your guest seems to think that they're all benevolent.
Right.
What's to say that, how many races of aliens do you think there are?
Probably billions or trillions.
So what's the chance of, you know, them all being benevolent?
As Richard Hoagland would say, it only takes one white crow. It only takes one nasty group or race of aliens to stomp on us like an anthill. That's Art saying this, not Grant.
Okay, so you're saying that is there a nation on the earth that is absolutely evil, where women do not mourn for their children who die in war? Is there a nation that we should bomb out of existence because they're totally evil?
No, I don't know if that's what he's saying.
If you're going to make that analogy with other planets, is there something on this Earth where we had the Japanese who were totally evil, and we dropped two atomic bombs on them, and then suddenly the evil evaporated, and suddenly they're great guys, and we're trading with them, and they're our friends. Evil changes from time to time. We have this impression that we put evil on a nation, and then we have a right to go and bomb them and kill them. And I'm saying there really is no evil nation. There is no Asian. There are people who do good and bad things, and for whatever reasons, but there are no evil nations where everybody in that nation is evil.
Grant?
Yes?
Do you have a response?
I just made a statement to what?
Or caller, do you have a response?
Oh, no?
I guess that's a no. All right, caller. Well, thank you. nobody had anything to say. Let's go to the phones and say hello. You're on with Grant Cameron.
You rock, Art.
Thanks. I try. Is that all you want to say? I guess that's all he wants to say. Very, very kind of you. Let's try Skype. Scott on Skype.
Hey, Art, can you hear me this time?
Yes.
Well, I tried my headset last time, but first of all, I'm listening to you on iTunes. Tune in. PlayStation 3.
Yes.
Fantastic. I'm actually working as I'm listening to you on my laptop, and it's good to have you back.
I've been
listening to you for years.
Thank you.
To your guest, first of all, you touched on the African contact and the school children. Is there more information on that? And does he have any information on possibly interaction at LH, the Large Hadron Collider, and anything there with stopping of testing?
I don't think they're going to stop, Grant.
I don't know anything about the second question. The first one I can add to African, the Rhodesian case. There's actually a documentary coming out on this thing.
Really fascinating.
John Mack had gone and interviewed these children, and one of them has now come public with all her paintings and her experience and the downloads that she got from the aliens. And they're now putting together a documentary of whatever kids are now in their 30s. Talking about what happened to them and the messages they got. So there is a documentary that is being done as we speak.
All right. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Hello.
Hi, this is Jim in Englewood, Colorado.
Hey.
Hi. I'm very glad. Are we on the air right now?
We are. Turn off your device, please. There is a very long delay between about 30 seconds between here and there.
Okay. Great. Well, great. Glad to have you back, Art. We love you very much.
Thank you.
Grant, just wondering, this is kind of a cross-genre question, but people involved on the planet Earth seem to be capable of communicating with souls that have physically passed away. Is it possible aliens are not intervening and are evolved past us, and maybe because of a sense of spirituality, mm-hmm. and is it not possible some of our ghost contacts are actually, do they have spirits? Do they have souls? And is it possible they are some of the ghosts that we encounter?
Okay.
76% of experiencers claim encounters with ghosts and spirits.
Wow.
It's all connected. You're interacting with this world that the experiencers are able to get into this world through dreams, through whatever. And they're interacting, like a lot of experiencers will talk, once they've had their experience, they'll talk about the shadow people in the houses, they'll talk about the fact that they're able to heal people, that they can see auras, that they're seeing ghosts, all this paranormal phenomena starts happening around them, and it's almost like they rip the filter and all this stuff starts to enter. It's all connected, it's just moving out of this physical mindset that we have. And you start encountering the rest of consciousness, the rest of the universe, which is not the physical world.
Excellent. And one other quick point, if I might, and that is, isn't it possible, if not probable, that many of the alien encounters that people experience are not with organic beings, but that if the aliens are so evolved that they create can create what would be, you know, the ultimate robot that could withstand the physical rigors of space travel?
I would say, if I were to guess, I would say the majority, you even had our first guest when he was talking about the school kids where people come in balls of light. I believe that I would not be surprised if all of this stuff is almost like spiritual type beings, that they're really not going to really be any aliens.
Grant, listen, the phones are ringing off the hook, but we're out of time. And when I say out of time, really out of time, give me your website or whatever you want to plug real quick.
PresidentialUFO.com is my website.
PresidentialUFO.com. So if they want to read more about this, be in touch with you or something like that, that would be the place.
Yeah, or give me my email, WhiteHouseUFO@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you for being on the program, my friend. Thank you so very much. Everybody stay tuned for Richard C. Hoagland. He comes up next, but that's all the time I've got. People insist I play all of this, and so I do, because, well, it's Crystal. From the high desert to the world, good night.
Take us on a ride, filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it to tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you? Midnight in the desert. Are we lost our intuition? Are we running out of time?